This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. By this point, the soundtrack in the stores and the elevators can drive some people mad. One more Jingle Bell Rock, one more Holly Jolly, and you're about to scream. For much of this hour, we celebrate the season with Ensemble Galilée. We'll hear a lot of music and start in just a moment, but we want to hear from some of the other musicians in the audience today, whether you play jazz, rock, or blues, whether you play early or Celtic music. The holidays can be some of your busiest weeks of the year. What song do you put on your set list that avoids the usual suspects? Tell us your tune, 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. Later in the program, science comes up with an answer to waiting time. Robert Grohl, which will join us. But first, a winter's concert with Ensemble Galilée. And as promised, why don't we start with some music? Thank you. Ensemble Galilée with us in Studio 4A. That's Carolyn Surik on viola da gamba, Hanukkah Castle on fiddle, Ryan McCassin on violin and viola, Catherine Montoya on recorders and whistles, Jackie Moran on bowron and banjo, Sue Richards the harper. Nice to have you all back on Talk of the Nation after all of this time.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Great to be here.
So that first set, that's pretty traditional Christmas, so you confuse us all by spelling that first tune a little differently.
Oh, yes. Well, you should have seen the way I spelled it the first time.
There's a W in there for some reason.
I don't know. I was feeling very Latin.
Oh. Aren't there supposed to be some dots above one of those vowels?
Over the O, I think, yes. So what do you do at Christmas time? There's a repertoire of stuff. Do you add it in? Do you vary it? What do you do?
Well, honestly, after 22 years of Christmas concerts with Ensemble Galilée, we do everything.
So no shame whatsoever.
But no, not really. And we also, you have to honor the solstice, which is just tomorrow. So, doing music, which is not necessarily the first Noel and I saw Mommy's Kissing Santa Claus, we think that's
I've not heard you do that one.
I think you missed that year.
Let's get some callers in on the conversation. We want to hear from the other musicians in the audience. What do you add to your set around the holidays? And try to avoid the usual suspects. 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. And let's start with this is, well, let's see how we do it on this computer. Marcy. Marcy with us from, that's Houston?
Yes, it is. Hi.
Go ahead, please.
I'm a musician here, and in fact, I got to my gig early, and I parked the car in a parking lot and heard your program and called in. So I'm on my way to a gig right now for about an hour, and I'm a blues musician, and my blues name is Sweet Mama Cotton. And being here in Houston, one of my favorite Christmas songs is Charles Brown, "Please Come Home for Christmas." It's kind of normal, but not too. But then I was telling your screener, I also do a song by a little girl named Rita Faye Wilson from the 50s called Sleigh Bells, Reindeer, and Snow that I found on the John Waters compilation Christmas CD.
The John Waters?
Yes, the John Waters. He put together a Christmas CD, which a friend of mine sent me a couple years ago. And there are a few songs on it that I would want to do in public, but this is a really sweet little song.
Do you put on a pencil mustache for the performance?
No, I haven't tried that yet, but I might try that sometime. It sounds like a great idea. I have done drag before, so, it could happen again.
And can you tell us where you're performing tonight?
Well, I'm playing, just this afternoon, I'm playing a little private party for just a group of elderly people, and I'm looking forward to it, and I think they'll enjoy it. Last time I was there, they asked me to play Begin the Begin, so I brought it with me this time.
All right, you brought the charts.
I brought my chart with me, yep.
All right, Marcy, knock 'em dead.
Hey, thanks so much for your show.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. We just have a couple of minutes before we go to the first break, so how about a little bit more music?
Great. Thank you.
More from Ensemble Galilei. Stay with us. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan. Today, Ensemble Galilei joins us in 4A for a special performance of holiday music. The band includes Carolyn Surik, Hanukkah Castle, Ryan McCassin, Catherine Montoya, Jackie Moran, and Sue Richards. Their Celtic, Scottish, Swedish interpretations and their early music are a far cry from I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, and All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth. So today we want to hear from musicians in our audience. What's the song you include in your holiday set? That's a little unexpected. 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. This email from Brent. We're a rock band that tries to play covers of songs everyone knows, but nobody hears covered. We play Feliz Navidad by Jose Feliciano as our Christmas song. He describes himself as the lead singer and driver of the Winnebago for Water Tower. Let's see if we get a caller in. This is Ben, and Ben's with us from where in South Dakota?
Kadoka, South Dakota, right at the edge of the Badlands.
Go ahead, please.
Thanks for having me on. I'm a high school and middle school band director out here, and I'm just on the back end of four concerts that we just got done performing for our district. And to keep things fresh, I try and arrange different, not as popular carols for my band. This year I did an arrangement of We Saw Three Ships and the Carol of the Bells and little things like that. I teach a range from fifth grade to seniors in high school, so I have to be inventive with my arranging.
What is the difference for I Saw Three Ships between a fifth grade and the high school band?
Lots of long notes.
So and do they all enjoy it equally well, though?
Yeah, they. I think they really appreciate the fact that I take the time to write the music for them. They think I write it just for them. I try and tell them that I didn't write the song. I just arranged it. But I think they get a kick out of getting something special. They see my name on it with the ranger next to it, and they think that's pretty neat. And they try a little harder than just buying something from the music store and handing it out.
Well, Ben, any more concerts left before the holiday?
And no, my wife and I get to blissfully fly to her parents tomorrow morning with no more concerts. So it's been a nice stretch. And by the way, the ensemble that's playing are fantastic, and I'm glad you have them on today.
Well, thanks very much, and they appreciate that too.
All right. Thank you, Neil.
Here's an email that we have from Jonathan in St. Louis. I did a Christmas gig a few weeks ago, and This Christmas by Donny Hathaway was on the set list. What a great tune and fun to play. I'm a percussionist. This particular gig was a five-piece combo, so we did jazz and R&B versions of a lot of tunes. We play outdoors on a surprisingly beautiful day in the Central West End in St. Louis. This is from Sam. My brother and I have a duo act, and as our obligatory Christmas song, we did River by Joni Mitchell. To get some welcome relief from incessant sappiness, I would recommend Christmas with the Family by Robert Earl Keane. Let's see if we get another caller in, and this is Rick, and Rick's with us from Santa Clara.
How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Well, I'm Rick Torres. I'm actually an Elvis tribute artist. I perform concerts and Elvis appearances all over the Bay Area. As of record, this month I have 27 shows. So I do a lot of appearances, and it's funny because people want me to do Elvis Christmas songs, but they come up with, can you do some rock and roll Elvis songs? Well, you know, Elvis didn't really do rock and roll Elvis songs. He did Christmas songs or gospel, Blue Christmas and that kind of thing. So I had to kind of stretch outside the box and find some stuff that was a little unconventional, like George Thorogood Rock and Roll Christmas and Run, Run, Rudolph and stuff to kind of give them an option with that. But the thing is, these songs were not done by Elvis, so I actually had to kind of add a little Elvis spin to them. So
Elvisized them.
I Elvisized them, that's right. I'll put a little shake, rattle, and roll in them, you know. But they're a lot of fun, and, you know, as the years gone by, I've perfected them up a little bit more. Run, Run, Rudolph is a lot of fun. And, I can do a lot of shaking with that song. But, you know, do a lot of that. You know, I don't know, you know, you're the master, man. You know, so.
Well, thanks for Elvisizing our show. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man. You guys have a Merry Christmas.
You too. How about some more music, guys?
Great.
Ensemble Galilée here with us in Studio 4A on Talk of the Nation. You just heard Broodmarsh, Full Rig Shipped, Cluck Old Hen, What Wondrous Love Is This? Let's get another caller in on the conversation, and let's go to, this is Jackie. Jackie on the line with us from San Francisco.
Hi.
Hi,
How
Jackie.
How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good.
What set?
Thanks for having me on.
What tune do you put into your set for the holidays?
Yes, we actually put out an album a few years ago called Smashed for the Holidays. So when we do Christmas music, we mix hard rock tunes with jazz songs. So I'm a jazz musician, but we'll do things like Santa Claus is Coming to Town over Sweet Home Alabama, or Santa Baby over Dear Maker from Led Zeppelin. So really trying to mix genres together.
And these go over well.
They go over great. I mean, I sort of made the holiday album on a whim a few years ago, and just to be able to do something different to holiday music when we had those Christmas gigs, and it's really gone. It's one of the best albums I have. It's very funny. So you never know. I guess people are always looking for something a little different. So.
And are you working this week?
I did some holiday private parties and a couple of concerts, and now I'm off. So it'll be nice to have a few days just with family.
Well, Jackie, congratulations. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Let's see if we go next to, this is Mike, and Mike's on the line with us from Sioux Falls.
Yeah, Neil, love your show.
Thank you.
On the way to a gig in Yankton, South Dakota, we're a group called the South Dakota Acoustic Christmas, been doing this for about 20 years, and of course we've done a lot of the songs that your guests have mentioned, and we've written quite a few of our own songs, and rearrange a few. We got one that we got a great fiddle player, and we do the Orange Blossom Special, only we call
Woo!
It Santa Special. And we put some kind of fun lyrics to it. Look yonder coming out of the stratosphere. Sure looks like Santa and his 8 reindeer.
Oh, well, good, important to get the rhyme scansion right, too. Good luck. Good luck, Mike, and drive carefully on the way to the gig.
Will do. Thank you.
All right. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And here's a couple of emails. This from Rick. The band on today is awesome. I'm a hospital volunteer musician, play guitar for cancer patients. I try to play Do You Hear What I Hear and What Child Is This? Quiet tunes like that. I'm listening to you right now on WPLN Nashville Public Radio. This from John Paul. I'm a professional trumpet player. My brass quintet performs at the National Shrine in Royal Oak, Michigan. We perform lots of unusual music like Gabrielli and Renaissance carols. People seem to enjoy something different. Last night I played a soul Christmas concert, including selections from CeeLo's great new Christmas CD. As some listeners will know, I'd had the opportunity, the great pleasure of touring with Ensemble Galilée for a number of years, and we wanted to take the opportunity today to go out on one of the tunes that we performed in some of those shows. This is Ithaca. Constantine Kefavi wrote this. As you set out for Ithaca, hope your road is a long one, full of adventure, full of discovery. Laestrygonians, Cyclops, angry Poseidon, don't be afraid of them. You'll never find things like that on your way, as long as you keep your thoughts raised high, as long as a rare excitement stirs your spirit and your body. Laestrygonians, Cyclops, wild Poseidon, you won't encounter them unless you bring them along inside your soul, unless your soul sets them up in front of you. Hope your road is a long one. May there be many summer mornings when, with what pleasure, what joy, you enter harbors you're seeing for the first time. May you stop at Phoenician trading stations to buy fine things. Mother of pearl and coral, amber and ebony, sensual perfume of every kind, as many sensual perfumes as you can. And may you visit many Egyptian cities to learn and go on learning from their scholars. Keep Ithaca always in your mind. Arriving there is what you're destined for. But don't hurry the journey at all. better if it lasts for years. So you're old by the time you reach the island, wealthy with all you've gained on the way, not expecting Ithaca to make you rich. Ithaca gave you the marvelous journey. Without her, you wouldn't have set out. She has nothing left to give you now. And if you find her poor, Ithaca won't have fooled you. Wise as you will have become, so full of experience, you'll have understood by then what these Ithacas mean. Carolyn Surik, Hanukkah Castle, Ryan McCassin, Catherine Montoya, Jackie Moran, Sue Richards, Ensemble Galilei. Thank you all so much.
Thanks so much for having us.
Up next, NPR's Robert Krulwich joins us. He's got some tips for how you can while away the hours you spend waiting this holiday season at baggage claim in the line at the grocery store, backed up in traffic on the road home, in the passenger seat, of course. Stay with us. I'm Neil Conan. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News.